Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
The Red Sox with a series win in Tampa, which is progress, and a Red Sox front office report coming up in a half an hour at 9 with Craig Breslow. But Mike Milbury joins us now on a Bruins Thursday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the Art of Fresh by FindMassMoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. When we began this with you, Mike, on Thursdays in September, October, there was so much promise, but we've arrived at the end of another season.
Yeah, it's been ugly, and it started off ugly, and it ended ugly, even uglier. There's a lot of work to be done here. I mean, it's not a quick fix, and it's going to be interesting to see what these guys, Neely, Sweeney, do with it, because the task is monumental at this point.
I think you've answered this previously, but any surprise that both of them remain here in charge?
No, I'm not surprised. I think they have a good relationship with the owner or owner representative, whatever you want to call Charlie. And I think they've had good success. And lately this year, it's just fallen apart. And it's been head scratching at times, but not really. You know, I just like to tell you what I think they should do. The first need is a number one center. I don't know where they're going to get that. Probably has to be in the draft. But it's such a glaring gap in their lineup that you can't miss it. And somehow, some way, they have to find it. And I don't think they're going to find it in free agency. I think it's going to take some time to pluck somebody out of the draft. Lindholm looked like he was playing okay at the end of the year because he was playing with Pastrnak and Geeky, and those guys were on fire. But he's no better than a number two centerman. And the second thing they have to do is they've got to nail the draft. They've got to nail it. They haven't done that in a while, and they haven't had many picks to nail it with. But however they go about this, they have to look at fixing problems that they need to fix, and usually that's up front. They need another top six forward. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure there are going to be some quality players in that department in free agency. And they've got to get the goalie's head screwed on straight. I don't know if he's a jerk in the locker room or not. It seems to be enough word on the street that might be a problem for them. But this kid was a phenomenal goaltender for a couple of years, and then he turned into, less than that, much less than that, in the last part of this season. And it was a little scary for me, but I don't know that they can afford to trade him. But and I don't know if they could trade him at his number the way he played this past year, but... they've got to figure that one out.
It seems ridiculous to ask. Is he a guy who can't play a full season? That needs his binky or whoever that is.
Well, I think the formula has been that the top goalie plays about 60 games or 55 to 60 games, and the backup plays the rest. That's a formula he should be able to handle. He's a young kid. He's in good shape. There's no reason why he can't do it. But, you know, the game-winning goal the other night was a short side goal. I mean, it looked like a simple blocker save, and he just missed it. But the next thing they got to do is find a coach. I don't think Joe Sacco is the answer here, and I think the dive at the end of the season probably proved that. There are a couple of guys that come to mind. One of the guys on their staff right now, Chris Kelly, might be a guy that they should take a look at. Jay Pandolfo, maybe from BU.
Yep.
There's a coach in Denver, David Carl, who's done a really excellent job. He used to work for Jim Montgomery, now on his own. And, you know, they've got to figure out what to do with the bottom six. I mean, it's been a revolving door, and they should be able to find guys that can solidify the bottom six relatively easily. I don't know if they have them in-house, but it's not going to be that expensive, and it's a fix. But going back to the coach, somebody's got to come in and establish some discipline here. They seem to have lost their way for the most part in the last 20 games of the season. And this Lowry's just didn't change at all. He's minus 43, which is scary. And, you know, on the winning goal the other night, Pastrnak's on the ice, and, you know, he's been brilliant offensively. But he keeps making the same mistakes. He's like Ovechkin before. Ovechkin, you know, got to Barry Trotz and figured out he could play hockey at both ends of the ice. He was 3-on-3, and he makes a half-hearted pass at a defenseman, at Dumoulin, who wound up scoring the goal. And then he just lazily skates to the bench. And all of a sudden, New Jersey comes back 3-on-2, and Dumoulin's got the puck and rifles it past the goaltender. It's inexcusable.
Mike, when you look at the ownership, do you feel like, or have you ever worked for an organization? Because I feel like that for the ownership of the Bruins, a successful season is just making the playoffs. And if you win a championship, it's icing on the cake. And how long do you ride that with your GM and Cam Neely?
You know, they've been better than just make the playoffs and get out in the first round. That's been the knock against the Jacobs family. And every year the Bruins spend to the cap. You really can't point a finger at them. They've given their manager and their president a chance to do what they do and put a team together that makes sense. And I think they'd certainly like to win another championship, but not easy. And the Bruins have done some remarkable things just a couple of years ago, and they seem to be knocking on the door. And it's a hard thing to accomplish. And, you know, I think their trust has been earned by ownership, and they're going to get another year, maybe another two. But, I mean, I think the clock is ticking at this point.
Mike, there's been some speculation that Chara's role within the organization may grow in the near future. Have you heard anything like that?
Heard that. It wouldn't surprise me, though, Courtney. I mean, this is a quality individual, and, you know, it's not automatic that somebody steps in and can do something like managing or assistant managing and be automatically successful. I mean, Z's a great guy. He's a very intelligent guy. I think he could work his way into a very meaningful relationship with Don Sweeney. And what that is, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Well, I've heard things along the way that they were going to give him more to do or give him something to do, but he hadn't really wanted to do that. He wanted to spend more time with his kids and at home after, you know, a long and illustrious career. And he's done that for a few years, and maybe it's time for him to, you know, up the ante, but I have not heard anything specifically.
Mike, if Jeremy Jacobs was in charge completely, do you think Cam and Don would still be here?
Yeah, I think he would be. I think he would be. When Harry Sinden was the manager and Jerry Jacobs was around a little bit more, I think he gave Harry every opportunity to do the job. And I think Charlie Jacobs is doing that with Neely and Sweeney. And I don't remember a time when, you know, Jerry was around trying to figure out what the power play was doing or what the penalty kill was doing. He certainly kept an eye on the bottom line, but different era, different time. But I think the relationships are still the same. They have faith in these guys. And it has to have been shaken a little bit given the results of this past season. But they did enough over the last 10 years of Sweeney's tenure to merit another chance, and they're going to have to earn the long term chance.
Mike, how you talk about getting a number one center and through the draft? So I know they say it's not a rebuild, a retool, but when you start to think of just, you know, what this team is doing, how long is it before, because before we can actually say this is a Stanley Cup contender?
It's a good question. You know, I mean, I addressed the goaltending situation. If that can be rectified, that's a big piece of the puzzle. McAvoy and Lindholm have to play at a different level than they played in the last year and a half. There's no doubt about it. But the defense is not really a problem. They've got enough people back there that they can get the job done. I'm not too concerned about defense. It's up front where there's a concern. Pastrnak, world-class. Geeky, they're going to have to spend a ton of money to re-sign him. But after that, who's another top six forward? And it's going to take time. And you're asking me how long? I don't know. It's how good are they in the draft? How good are they at signing free agents? Had they kind of swung and missed at the last go-round? But I don't see it happening for 2 to 3 years at least.
But why?
I mean, this is not a retool. This is a rebuild. Mm-hmm.
But why is Don Sweeney being handed the keys again after firing two coaches that have gone on to great success immediately with their Western Conference teams and with the way the draft has been? Fluno Shinzawa had a story yesterday where I think the Bruins have the second least players minutes from guys they drafted in the NHL ahead of only like the Penguins. Like, I just don't understand it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Well, I mean, to address the coaching situation, I mean, different circumstances arise. I don't know what happened with Jim Montgomery. They were off to a rocky start. They seemed to be discombobulated. And, you know, I heard Charlie say he didn't see any structure in the team. It seemed to be, it was maybe a bit hasty, and certainly, you know, it didn't get the job done by firing him. And he goes on to do something special in St. Louis, but he had a different set of circumstances, a fresh start, and he took advantage of it. It's a good question. It's a tough call on coaches, most of the time it doesn't result in dramatic changes in your results, but sometimes you feel the need to make the switch because it's not going well and it doesn't seem to be able to turn it around at some point or another. That's when you have to pull the trigger, when you don't think there's a chance for things to get better. But been hasty?
But Mike, when Charlie Jacobs says yesterday that he doesn't understand why, and I'm paraphrasing, why some fans suggest that you move on from Don Sweeney or Cam Neely, it appears tone deaf. I mean, we did a poll, and I mean, 800 votes or whatever it was, and 79% thought that Don Sweeney, his tenure ought to end. I mean, I know you don't believe that, but
I also think you would have, if you'd taken the same poll of 800 people at the beginning of the year, probably the same percentage would have said Jim Montgomery should go. That's easy. If you don't win, they can't stand you. It's pretty simple. If you're not in a winning streak and you're not hot and you're not looking like you're contending, you're going to get heat, especially in this town. You know, they want it and they want it now. And, you know, listen, I'm sure Don Sweeney more than anybody else has second guessed some of the things that he's done. And some of the things that he's done, I second guess, but there was a time just a few years ago when they were making a run for a Stanley Cup when he made, I thought, three or four brilliant moves to bolster his team, and it didn't work. And Jim Montgomery was the coach.
So you say, so in the off season, right, where we are now, free agency, it's going to be very difficult to find that number one guy. With the Bruins picking at 7, what's the turnaround as far as the NHL draft, that type of player, to being able to help a team out when you compare it to maybe other sports? Could this kid potentially help your team out right away, or usually does it take time for that type of player to make it in the NHL?
Well, look within the Bruins organization. Lizell, I don't know if he's going to be a player or not. He shows some flashes, but he doesn't finish much. Poitras, you know, doesn't look like he's going to cut the mustard. It's usually, for a lot of people, it's several years. But if you get lucky, it could be just a year or two when the guy is 20. There are a lot of 20-year-olds that play in this league and that are effective and very important players on their roster. But by and large, it usually an 18-year-old draft, I mean, these are just babies, it usually takes 3 years for them to find their way to the NHL and to be a factor. And that's why this is not just a retool. This is a rebuild at the important positions at top six forward.
Mike, get you on record before you go. Who do you like to win it all this season?
Well, you know, it's hard to look past the two teams at the top of their conference, Winnipeg and Washington. I mean, they're going to get great ratings, aren't they? Winnipeg versus Washington. But I'd probably, if I had to place a bet, it would be Winnipeg. They've been consistent all year long. They've got a great goaltender. They're fast and they seem committed. So I'll put a nickel down on them.
All right. Well, we have, as always, enjoyed it all season long. We will see you next on June 26th at My Place by the Sea in Rockport, behind the bar at your sister's place, for a roadshow pregame.
And you spinning records.
Yes,
can't wait.
I'll bring the wax, stacks of wax. And unfortunately, you were unable to get Shime on the greasy pole. But we'll keep working on that, I guess.
Just another one of my long list of failures.
All right, Mike Milbury.
See ya.
See ya soon. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.